Beyond the End of the World, The Other Side of the Sky, Book 2, written by Amy Kaufman and Megan Spooner, and read by Jonathan McLean, Caitlin Davies, and Cindy Kay. The maid creeps into the chamber, her eyes accustomed to the dark. Her duties this early are few, but she likes the quiet. Likes hearing the soft breathing of the queen and her wife as they sleep. The whisper of her footsteps on the lush carpet. She likes the sense of anticipation that hangs in the air. She quietly, carefully pulls each curtain open, one after the other, so that the room's occupants may wake with the sun. She opens the vents in the floor for the palace's central heating to begin warming the royal suite. She gives the bathroom a quick clean, and then refills the jug of water for the queen's nightstand. Only as she creeps close to put the jug in its place does she realize the bed is empty. She's about to slip back out of the suite again when she hears voices coming from the private sitting room that adjoins the bedroom. A sliver of light illuminates the carpet along the bottom edge of the door. She knows she ought to creep away, but there's an edge to the tones that makes her hesitate. Hard in her throat, she tiptoes to the door just in time to leap back as footsteps approach. The door flies open so that Anasta can storm through, too preoccupied to notice the presence of the maid. The queen's wife heads straight for the doors of the suite, slamming them behind her. "She'll come around," the queen's voice is lowered, but full of certainty. "Anasta is very fond of tradition. All of this change is difficult for her." "Most insightful, Your Majesty." That voice, relatively new, has nonetheless become familiar to the maid in the last 2 weeks. She gathers her wits after the shock of Anasta's exit and creeps close again to listen. "It is difficult to explain the importance of my mission here. We must keep searching, though." "You think this person could be a danger to my people?" "I understand, Nimara. And I am grateful you're working so hard to keep us all safe." There's a strange quality to the queen's voice that makes the maid lean forward, greatly daring, and ease the edge of her face around the door so that she can peek inside. With a dull jolt, she realizes that there are tears on the queen's cheeks. It isn't the first time since the girl from another world arrived that the maid has seen the queen cry. Then again, she's in mourning. Of course she cries. The girl, Nimara, stands not far from the queen, her red robe seeming to glow in the lamplight. "I'm so glad to have found you," she says softly. "And I think your son would have been glad to see us together." The queen smiles at her a little, her gaze fierce. "Come," she says, not bothering to wipe away her tears. "All of Alciel is about to learn that we have been visited by a goddess. Are you ready?" Nimara smiles, reaches out, and squeezes the queen's hand. "I am," she murmurs. "This is fate, 1,000 years in the making. This is my destiny."